ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. Isn't that just a beautiful psalm? Psalm 27, verse 4. Well, happy Sunday to you. So good to fellowship with you. It's Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship. We focus on, Jesus. Yeah, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today, we're going to be talking about encouragement. Most researchers and people say that January is the most depressing time of the year. So I thought that we would just dive into God's Word and talk about encouragement today. If you are a child of God, you have much reason to be encouraged. So let's sit back, let's dive into God's Word, let's fellowship, and let's magnify Him together. Yes, we've come to lift up and exalt the name of Jesus. Hey, today we are talking about encouragement on Sunday worship. And yeah, if that's you today, if you are in a season of discouragement, I'll tell you what, I just want to encourage you from the best place to be encouraged, God's Word. John 14:27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Fred, what a breath of fresh air. As Christians, you and I have the privilege to partake the beautiful peace through the love of our merciful Father. Christ has conquered sin and death. Indeed, let not our hearts be troubled. Let us take joy in the glory of Christ.
I was lost, I was in chains, the world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone, I was covered in shame when he came for me. I couldn't run from his presence.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Fred, I pray that you are blessed today. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. I'm Joey Kroll. You can always like us on Facebook. Yeah, just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. Psalm 27, verse 1. I love this passage. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Isn't that a great passage? You know, today many people are living in the bondage of fear. I saw not too long ago in a recent study, a psychiatrist said that the greatest problem facing his patients was fear. Fear of going insane, of committing suicide, being alone, the fear of heart disease, cancer, death. We're becoming a nation of fearful people. You know, the Bible is crowded with assurances of God's help and comfort in every kind of trouble, which might cause fears to arise in the human heart. But today, the Christian can come to the Scriptures with full assurance that God is going to deliver the person who puts his trust and confidence in God. Christians can look into the future with promise, hope, and joy, and without fear or discouragement. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Once in darkness, now in light. Once blind, now I see. Once a sinner, now a saint. Once bound, now free. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall. Once a stranger, now a child. Once condemned, now reconciled. Broken, now healed. That's the power of the cross. See the chains fall.
fall. You're listening to Sunday Worship. Great twist on a favorite hymn right there. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. I hope that you are enjoying your weekend. I'm looking forward, I don't know about you, to spring and warmer weather and more sunshine and the birds singing and so on and so forth. We just love summertime and springtime. Last year, our family bought a volleyball net and we played, it seemed like, almost every day outside. So we're looking forward to doing that again for sure this year. Hey, today we're talking about encouragement. You know, 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me." You know, friend, God is extremely close, especially close to us when we're lying on a sick bed. God will make the bed soft, will freshen it with his presence and with his tender care. He makes the bed comfortable and wipes away our tears. He ministers to us with special tenderness at such a time and reveals his great love for us. Friend, tell me why the gardener trims and prunes his rose bushes, sometimes cutting away his productive branches, and I will tell you why God's people are afflicted. God's hand never slips. He never makes a mistake. His every move is for our own good. and for our ultimate good. Proverbs chapter 3 says to trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. Friend, trust in Him today.
And conquer the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Michael W. Smith and Mighty to Save. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Don't forget, coming up on Thursday night, April 7th, it's the 20th birthday celebration extravaganza here at Great News Radio. We're going to be celebrating what God has done over the last 20 years at the Lincoln Square Mall. Phil Shepherd from Moody Radio will be there. Also, speaker, author, and pastor Dr. Erwin Lutzer, the singing man, and of course, the Great News Radio Theater Troupe as well. And for the first 500 in attendance, we'll receive a special gift box, one per household. And if you want to be part of that, just go ahead and pre-register at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Again, it's all taking place Thursday night, April 7th, beginning at 6 p.m. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.